Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. Do you agree with the statement, opposites attract? Well, it's absolutely true with magnets, but only sometimes true with people and relationships. When I was a young man and started dating my wife, I remember asking her to go with me on a date to Redwood Acres to watch the monster truck show that was in town. She reluctantly agreed. I think she wanted to spend time with me, not necessarily be around loud and smelly trucks. She must have liked something about the evening because it wasn't much later she invited me to go to a musical with her at the Van Duzer Theater at Humboldt State. I wanted to spend time with her, but not necessarily watch people dance and sing on stage. I was a little apprehensive at first, but it turned out to be a great show and we had a blast together. Over the years, we have both learned to enjoy new things that we haven't been accustomed to attending. Another area where we proved opposites attract was with our reading habits. Janine grew up in a family that read a lot. They took regular trips to the library and the local used bookstores. They traded in books they'd already read and got something new to read. She can still sit down with a good book and in 1 or 2 days devour the whole thing. I had quite the opposite experience growing up. I grew up outside, played with Hot Wheels and BMX bikes. We built forts and played in the dirt. I only went to the library when I had to and did not really enjoy reading in school. About the only thing I really read as a kid was Mad Magazine and maybe a joke book. It wasn't until I got to college that I learned to enjoy reading. Today, when I read a book, I usually read a chapter a day and savor each page. I read slowly. It can take me weeks or even months if it's a longer book. Well, last month I was given a new book from Pastor Matt Messner at Faith Center called Ascend. It's a book of Pastor Matt's adventures in mountain climbing, running marathons, and other activities, and what he learned through the struggles, the pain, and the victories. He has about 30 stories that make up 30 short chapters, so for me, reading a chapter a day has taken about a month, but I have thoroughly enjoyed it. If you need a good book to read, check out Ascend by Matt Messner. It's available at Club 517 Christian Bookstore and Coffee Shop on 2nd Street in Eureka. You can also get it on Amazon or in ebook format. I have enjoyed the new experiences that Janine and I have done together, and what may have been opposites attract at the beginning has become birds of a feather flock together. She still puts up with my smelly, loud trucks. She even has her own quad that she rides at the beach. As for me, COVID has made it difficult to go to the theater, but I have learned how to slow down and enjoy life, read a good book, and to not be afraid to try new things. I guess this all goes to prove that you can teach an old dog new tricks. And before you call my wife and tell her I called her both old and a dog on the radio, I was referring to myself. Well, have a great weekend. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.